Please open your Bibles and read along with me as I read the first few verses of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. The context of this psalm was when David, the author, had fallen into the hands of his enemies. And he was in desperate straits. He was in danger of being killed. The Philistines remembered what he had done to Goliath and how he had led the Israelites in routing their armies. And now here he was in their hands. And God, in his mercy, rescued and delivered him. The Christian gospel is meaningless to those who do not see their danger. In our natural state, we're confident of our ability to handle anything that comes along, to handle not only the challenges of this life, but whatever might befall us in eternity. And yet the Bible tells us that all of us are slaves and prisoners of sin, deserving of God's wrath and under his condemnation. Today, as each week, we celebrate God's wonderful plan of salvation, how he provided a rescue from our dangerous situation and made a way so that we could be reconciled to him through the death of his son Jesus on the cross in payment for our sins. If you've looked to him and seen your own danger and recognized your sinful condition before him and repented of your sins and placed your faith in Christ, then this communion celebration is for you. And we invite you to join us as we share the elements today. However, if you're one who has not trusted in Christ, perhaps you see yourself as a good person, one who is not in danger of God's judgment, not a sinner. Maybe you don't even believe in God or eternity. First of all, We're thankful that you're here with us today. And our prayer is that today might be the day of salvation for you. But during this time, as the elements come to you, if by your own admission you would admit that you're not a Christian, then please pass the elements along. This is a time for believers who've placed their trust in Christ to celebrate this ordinance that Christ commanded us. If you have questions as to what it means to be a Christian or what the gospel is all about, then speak with the person that brought you, or speak with anyone on our worship team or one of the elders after the service. David in Psalm 34 continues, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord redeems the soul of His servants, and none of those who take refuge in Him will be condemned." As the ushers come forward and share the elements with us, please prepare your hearts and hold the elements, and when all of us have been served, we'll take communion together.